Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Guys, what is up? It's your friend, your old pal, Old Hickory, RDP, Ryan DiPerna. What up? With me, as always, Brian Kenny.
As sometimes.
Brian the Glove Kenny. And fill in for the lovely Bill Squire, who had to deal with some things. He had to put his family dog down.
Do you know guys. Which one? Is it Charlie or Nick?
I do not know. So you should tweet at Bill Squire tell him that you love him, because that's sad. I hate when pets die. Filling in for the affable Bill Squire, friend of the show, Big Daddy James Earl Brassfield.
Hey everybody, how's it going?
Hey!
Hey, team!
Are you doing your Bill Squire impression?
No.
No, it's a pretty good Bill Squire impression.
Thanks so much.
Dead on, sir. Dead on.
No, it's just a voice that's not mine. Hey, everyone.
That's what's going on. How's your show doing? Teach These Devils on the Above
These
Below Network.
Teach These Devils is straight up on motherfucking fire. We had a woman guest on.
And, what?
Yeah, woman guest. You guys would never even think of that because women don't know anything about books or sports or anything.
Zero women.
This isn't really conducive to a women's environment, but teach these devils. Gender is a liquid, my friend.
Just fine for a woman.
Yeah,
for a woman.
I live with a woman.
If you guys do ice skating on this podcast, it might go over well. You dig? But no, womanhood is safe.
I think that one's just for the gays.
Ice skating?
Yeah.
Scott Hamilton, who do you want to skate with? Straight as an arrow.
That's like the long play. Being an ice skater, male ice skater. It's like a male cheerleader.
Speaking of figure skating, do you see the Russian Olympic team? How they're banned because of from the Olympics?
Yep. That's crazy.
Oh wait, yeah, I did see that. Yeah. But they invited them still.
Imagine caring about figure skating that fucking much that you spend millions of dollars on a state-sponsored, overly elaborate doping program.
I will never understand how people judge most winter sports. Yeah. I will never understand, right? Like these dudes doing these ski flips and shit like that. How
Stupid.
Can you determine what is more amazing than the rest of it? Like, how do you look at, you know, one versus the other and think that one's better? Like, they all just seem amazing.
Well, one's a triple axel and one's a triple sow cow. Don't you know that, fool?
That's how you see it.
You don't know that. Never admit if you do know that. Man, no, I think sow that the coolest part about the Winter Olympics is the snowboarding. It's like the only like stoner sport they put in there. Like snowboarding, for real?
I like that one where they skate and then they have to shoot things.
Oh, what's that? What the hell is that called?
Skating and
badass
shooting.
Do they like ski? It's like cross country. Oh, it's a decathlon, isn't it?
Modern pentathlon is still the greatest Olympic.
That's
sport
one with the dressage, right?
No, dressage is not involved. Although dressage should be involved in most sports.
You ain't
they
wrong.
Should really incorporate dressage, which is horse dancing.
Right?
By the way.
You ain't lying.
Yeah,
we learned that on Teach These Devils a couple
home,
weeks
dressage
ago.
Is the fanciest thing you can do.
Yeah, Mitt Romney, famous
special
dressager.
Horses.
Dressage.
Heavy into dressage.
Modern pentathlon is, I think we talked about this on the show before. It's like a run, like you swim, pistol shooting, horse jumping, and fencing.
I'm hard as a brick.
All of those, one event.
Man, and then you just fuck just a hot woman.
Pretty much, super. Pretty much, can you be Zorro? Who is the best Zorro?
Who's a musketeer?
Yeah.
Man, that sounds Banditos. So fucking fun. I want to do that. They just shoot guns. They swim for a while.
That just sounds like running from an old-timey sheriff. That's what
they should include, like, judo in there.
A little bit of judo. They should have to fight one guy on the way, yeah.
They should include dressage and judo as well.
Absolutely. I wish there was an Olympic sport where you could fight a man to the death.
It's called wrestling.
Pancrase. what used to be an event, which is was like old-timey MMA. It was just straight fist fights, and it was like in the first Olympics. PANCRASE.
The Greek Olympics?
The Greek ones? Isn't that, they said that like the dude like pulled the guy's heart out in the wrestling one time, and he technically won, but he...
I'm sure that never happened.
It's in the book!
I think you could just...
It's written on a stone tablet, Brian. Kenny, you calling stone tablets liars?
I can tell you what probably did happen at the first Greek Olympics. Bunch of dick sucking.
And butt fucking. Man on man.
They like that kind of stuff.
Greek style.
Greasing.
Everybody was naked. Everybody was hard.
Buttholes permanently greased.
That's how it went back then.
As I've said on the show before, Greece, bunch of boy fuckers.
Yeah.
Take your fucking tzatziki sauce and get the fuck out.
Hey, you soft queers.
Leave your lovely, lovely people behind.
How dare you?
I love them.
How could you do this? How could you do this?
Feta cheese is dope, too.
Feta cheese is good. Like on pizza?
Absolutely. Get the fuck out of here. Pep, old world pep and feta.
Teach them.
From Marco's Pizza.
So good.
Who, thank you, shout out Marco's Pizza, just sent me a Christmas card, for real. With a coupon.
That's so
too.
Nice.
That's how much fucking Marco.
He's gotten two Christmas cards this year.
From two separate pizza places.
Damn,
places.
Homie.
Now's the time to plug pizza money.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
After I say a jeers to Angelo's for not including a coupon in your pizza card.
For shame.
Yeah.
For shame.
We do have a show, Pizza Money. This show is going to be released before Pizza Money. Pizza Money is on Sunday, December 10th at 9 p.m. at May Hall. So,
in
area
the
listening.
Who's the comedian guest star this time?
Comedian guest star
you
is
probably heard of
Brian
him.
Kenny.
That's right.
He's massively massive in real life and on the internet and theoretically speaking. And he's right here, right now. So
dick
you're getting
average,
so much.
Though.
I will be real average dick.
Stroke
real
game?
Real average
stroke
dick.
Stroke game?
Stroke game is
good.
I
love average.
Stroke game is driving home like a champ. But
love
if you're a size queen, you're not going to love it.
But he's going to hit
like
every
one
part
of those little Italian boats that are made out of wood but can drive really fast. Like an Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade.
A cigarette boat.
My dick's an Italian boat.
Your dick's a cigarette boat.
No, I feel like the cigarette was a lot longer than what I got going.
The
thing about
standard issue. They call it the Beretta. Older people call it the M1.
Also, it's called the Beretta because it will kill your wife.
Brian Kenny's penis, the official pistol of the Merchant Marines.
That it is 9 millimeters.
I think that was the first Robert Blake joke reference we've ever had on this podcast, so that's good.
What sport did Robert Blake play?
He didn't. He was Beretta.
Quarterback for the Cincinnati Reds.
Hey,
that was Jeff Blake. Jeff Blake was the shit, actually. I just remember being on the cover of SI for Kids. I was too young.
I used to hold on to those cards as if they were ever going to be worth or something.
The cardboard, pull-out thing?
Oh, my God, for real?
And edges, yeah.
I knew that was trash when I got it. This is garbage.
Quickly into it, I realized, but I saved a bunch of
money. I threw out a shiny Charizard.
You stupid motherfucker.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Halloween issue where they always have like the pun, like the
pictures?
Like Paul Coffey, he was skating with a pot of coffee as the puck, but it was frozen.
I remember that. That exact one.
Oh my God.
They loved Paul Coffey.
Paul Coffey.
Paul Coffey was all over the place in Toys Illustrated.
Paul Coffey.
Ken Griffey Jr. was the king.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Ken Griffey, for kids.
Absolutely. Well, he was the king of baseball in like the fucking night. Everybody had
Ken Griffey Jr. baseball.
Everybody had Ken Griffey Jr. cleats when on the baseball team.
I did not. My parents would not buy me any sort of nice footwear until I stopped growing.
It was
like a $30 limit.
When did your feet stop growing?
The junior year of high school.
Really? Me too. Well, no. I think my last shoe size change was like fucking, I was probably 21. And I fucking needed another size up from 13. I've been there forever.
You were
size
13?
Are you sure you just didn't gain weight? You were
14. No, man, I don't gain weight in my feet. I don't have diabetes, Brian, all right? I'm just a regular fat person.
I don't gain any foot weight, but they are very wide to begin with.
Yeah, I got a wide stance.
I couldn't eat another bite. It goes straight to my feet.
Oh, my God.
Bitch got a fat foot, though.
Damn them feet fat as hell.
Gotta be some. No, people gain weight in their feet.
What?
That's true. Yeah. You ever seen a cankle?
But that's not your foot.
Oh, next step, baby.
You ever seen fat feet? Do you think that if that person lost a bunch of weight, they would remain fat in the feet?
Yeah, they have to.
Oh,
how do you work out your feet?
Huh?
How do you work out your feet?
You work out your feet?
Just fucking tiptoe around everywhere?
No, you just kind of run in like, run barefoot or like in the sand.
For real?
Yeah, or you wear those fucking toe shoes.
Ugh, fat feet.
That's what they're for, is to like strengthen
the
your
feety
feet.
I got some ninja shoes, the same thing, right?
You have ninja shoes?
Hell yeah.
Are those just slippers?
No, I'm in the ninja shoes.
Continue, I need more information about
this. It's the standard shoe of the Japanese worker, commonly referred to as jikatabi.
So slippers.
No, man, it's like a boot, like a low boot. You like clasp it together around your like whole shin and shit, your ankle even.
I just love you so much for owning those and knowing all of this.
Yeah, man, I had a lot of free time. You know, like sometimes you gotta learn things. I know a whole bunch of weird shit. I guess you say that I could be classically defined as a motherfucking genius.
Okay.
An auto dictac.
You're. But I'm so happy to be back on Fantasy Boys again.
Yes, you're our go-to fucking fill-in
here. I mean, I'm losing my voice from being on Fantasy Boys, and I love it.
I had to beg James to come over. I was like, look, don't fucking... Like, I called Morrow.
He made some bold promises, ladies and gentlemen.
So you were not our first choice, is what we're saying.
Well, no, just because he was, on last week. And
I was just here.
Yeah.
I was just you.
And then I was like, who else do I know? Well, I don't want to call in a favor to pull. Bob is doing LVT. Jimmy kind of knows football, but is doing the Winchester. And then I'm out of friends.
But then we didn't even talk about any sports last time, I don't think.
Yeah,
I think we went straight into political events. And let's talk a little bit about Jerusalem, boys.
Teach.
No, I don't know. I mean, maybe Jerusalem is going to get a sick football team now.
Yeah. That's where they're going to relocate the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Jacksonville Jerusalems. The Jacksonville Jews.
They keep the Jacksonville part.
The Jacksonville Jew Jews. The Lebanon Hebes.
I watched that game.
That was a good game.
I would not miss
Jacksonville Jews versus. Oh, God damn it.
Oh, man. All their pretzels are flat.
What?
It's unleavened matzah. Bread. Yeah.
It's a matzah joke.
Yeah, I don't know. That's about the most offensive you can get about the Jews these days. Because they own the media and the bank, so...
That's why I only say nice things about them. I'm trying to get a job in entertainment.
I fuck with them.
Do not want to get on their bread.
Do you remember when Mel Gibson got pulled over and he was saying that all Jews are responsible for all the wars of the world? Which is my go-to line when I'm drunk and get pulled over. It's like, I don't even know what. It's like, Mr. Gibson. I remember reading about...
Didn't he call the female cop sugar tits?
Yes.
Sugar tits.
I remember reading that the party that he was allegedly coming from, I guess he was so blotto, and he's such a maniac to fucking begin with, dude.
Oh,
like,
he's a
fucking psychopath.
Fucking Mad Max.
But I guess he was like pouring... vodka into a dog bowl and then lapping it up.
Oh my god. I would pay so much money just to be a fly on the wall at a party where Mel Gibson is on all fours.
You know that's not the craziest thing that fucking happened there. That's just something that was notable. Mel Gibson's lapping vodka out of a dog bowl. There's got to be some weird fucking shit going on for Mel Gibson to walk away from that.
Well, I think absolutely.
And that was probably like he left, so that was a tame fucking night, apparently. Gotta get to Hollywood. I'm available. Chris Hardwick, I will do whatever it takes. I'll still suck the dicks. I don't care. It don't matter anymore.
No.
Facts don't matter. Just get me to the top so I can change the world.
Oh, I'm 100%. Now that, like, all the fucking, like, Me Too shit and, like, everybody in Hollywood and the government is a fucking, like, sex perv.
Yeah.
We already talked about this, right? That, like, I believe there's a fucking Illuminati. The Illuminati is fucking real.
How could it not be?
Yeah, absolutely.
What makes you say that?
Because all this shit has been secret for so long and been allowed to get away with, and it's all like, it's like once you hit $1 million, something in your brain snaps, and you're just like, oh yeah, I got it.
I'm so sick of dimes.
Kids.
I'm tired of beautiful women.
Like, I don't get, that's just power.
You know what,
like,
I think
people
it
get
is?
So bored because they're so powerful. They're like, yeah, let's go fuck some kids.
All those women are so short, though, like if you think about it. they're all kind of like kids already. They're like little midget people, little homunculuses in Hollywood. They're like all 4'2".
It's like True Detective. Like, that's, I believe in all that shit.
You get to, you're like, oh, I can't wait to get to Hollywood. They're like, time is a flat circle.
Yeah, because I remember watching True Detective, and I'm like, well, what's the point? Like, people with the government are like into this weird,
sounds crazy, cultish
child sex and sacrifice ring. Like, that's kind of outlandish.
But how is all this shit coming out and nobody's dead?
There are people that, I guarantee there are people that die from it.
Oh, yeah.
You just don't hear about it.
Do you think the people
because
that,
the people in the news are also the ones
fucking
kids.
Little kids and boys and grabbing pussies.
The information guys.
Don't like, snitch on yourself. Just like, you know, how they lied about Matt Lauer. They're like, oh, we don't know anything about Matt
Dude,
Lauer.
Dude, I was watching.
I was pretty shocked about the Lauer one.
Yeah, I was not. Too. I hated him anyway. He's always an asshole, I thought. Like, he's probably, like, a huge asshole, so I was like, fuck him anyway.
I always liked his cameos on, like, 30 Rock and shit like that.
That was
really
cool.
Funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, go ahead.
That, like, speaks to how big of a fucking problem it was. Like, he was popping enough to be, like, everywhere
exactly.
for the past 25 years, and he's fucking locking the door in his office, fucking knocking bitches out and raping them.
Yeah. I mean, well, fucking...
Sad.
Is that what he was doing?
There's basically, one lady that said that, yeah, she passed out and then had to go to the hospital and, like, they never spoke again after it. And, she
and
was
then
still,
just
like,
imagine him tucking his fucking
$300
shirt
in
after she wakes up.
I'm not speaking out of turn. There's a rumor. Like, it was reported upon enough that, like, they were comfortable publishing it, the New York Times. So
he's a sicko.
Yeah. I'm just saying, fucking, I was watching interviews about what, like, comics when they have been asked about Louis C.K. to them. And they were, I just saw a clip of fucking Jon Stewart on the Today Show.
Freeze the fuck up.
From fucking like 15, like November 15th, so right after it, and Matt Lauer is interviewing him. He's like, now, some people say you had to know of these con and like
it was after
grilling
that tape
him
came out.
Yeah, grilling Jon Stewart. Which Jon Stewart didn't. Why are you grilling Jon Stewart? You know what I mean? Like,
he's
didn't
best,
fucking.
He's probably really best friends.
But they don't like I. So then I listened to an interview with Howard Stern. He was on Howard Stern recently too. And
Jon Stewart.
Yeah, he's like, well, I mean, like, yeah, I was best friends with him coming up in the comp, but like, we don't talk or anything like that. And blah, blah.
But comics have known.
Yeah,
like, everybody's oh, yeah. known. Like, I've known for a while. Like the rumors.
Oh,
first
he claims that he doesn't, and like the interview is worth listening to. It's Howard Stern.
It really is.
But anyways, yeah, I mean, like, people like Matt Lauer knew that he was doing that, and then was like fucking on TV. You know what I mean? Like, because he thought he would nothing would ever fucking.
He's having
how?
A lot of consensual sex too. They said as well, but like on occasion he'd be like, "Yo, I gotta have this young piece coming through." And he would hit the locked door on his button for security reasons. And then fucking stroke out like a pervert. It's sick. But in his defense, I will say this. I said it before. I'll say it again. If I got within arm's reach of Savannah Guthrie, I'd grab her too.
Savannah Guthrie. I mean, look. I'm not here to arbiter the attractiveness of... arbitrate the attractiveness of television news anchors, but...
She's all right. She's losing it.
I mean, look. Give me Gail any day of the week.
Gail! Gail's fine as shit. She's still got it. You know who else is very special that I don't even want you guys to know about? Dylan Dreyer. She is a queen. A Yakubian princess.
I do not watch much news, so I don't know who most of these people are.
Good choice, Brian. That's why you're not as sad as me and Ryan.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll read stuff on Twitter and, you know, I'll seek out the articles.
I've been so tight.
I have no interest in watching that on TV.
Since the fucking healthcare shit and then this Jerusalem shit, I've been fucking tight all day. That's why I came up here. I was fucking, like, exasperated, dude. I've had my fill of this shit.
Yeah, the Jerusalem shit's really fucked
it's
up.
It's bad news bears, dude. It's bad.
I don't, like, look. It's an apartheid state. Basically, you know what I mean? And like, I just watched an interview with Nikki Haley. And they kept asking her, well, is it going to be in East Jerusalem or West Jerusalem? She's like, again, I don't see how that's relevant. We're not taking sides. We're saying they should pick themselves. But the whole issue is that they both claim that as, like, their fucking capital. Yeah. And the Palestinian people aren't an official country, nor have rights, like, voting rights in the state of Israel.
Yep.
And, like, that's the very definition of an apartheid state, right?
Yeah.
The UN, like, gave a report that was suppressed by the Security Council that say, yeah, this is an apartheid state. As, like, you can just Google apartheid state.
Yeah.
And see what it is.
Didn't we invent Palestine?
We invented all of those countries, like, so, after, like, World War One.
The way I understand it is, you know, having dealt with this my whole fucking life, is that Jerusalem... no nations put any embassies or anything there to not give it validity as a country because they're fucking wild, right?
Not because they both lay claim to the city as their capital.
But they're like the wild ones.
Yeah, they're not recognized as a state. So everybody has their capital in Tel Aviv. That's what the whole peace process thing alludes to. Okay. Like a second state.
A two-state solution.
Right, exactly. Because... like, they're encapsulated. There's two centers of Palestinian people within the country of Israel, the West Bank and the Gaza Strip.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not connected or anything like
that.
No,
they're, yeah.
Yeah, they were
there's
taken...
there's still bombs and shit over there all the time, right?
They're, like, fenced off from fucking... And they were taken in, like, the 1967 Seven Days War or something like that. So it's not an actual state, but there's pockets of people there that aren't Jewish, which is what... you know what I mean? So, like, they're treated as second-class citizens. Like, that's... so basically, we implicitly endorsed Israel as a one state, and now all the embassies in the Middle East are probably getting bombed.
We didn't do that, but by moving the embassy there,
but like it signals,
we've taken the protection of American embassies away from that part of that area of the world, and it's going to be a fucking world war.
Yeah,
smoke a cigarette, everyone.
No, one of my good buddies is Palestinian from high school.
We got to get him. We got to get him into these camps.
So, there's a bunch of Palestinian people that live in Westlake, and all of them formed a softball team, like a Westlake, like in the Westlake slow pitch, like men's league.
Wait, let me get a pencil.
So, they form, like, this Team Palestine. They get these, like, jerseys made up, they say Palestine in big letters and shit like that, and they didn't ask my buddy to be on the team. And he was, like, really pissed about that.
He
gets all of his high school buddies, and he forms a team. And he wanted to take it really seriously. He wanted to beat those guys who did take it really seriously. And it was fucking Sunday morning, people from our team would be throwing up in the outfield. We were just the biggest slapdick team. We were loud. We were obnoxious. We got our asses beat every time. So after that season, my buddy Syed, my buddy.
Wait, 2152.
Whatever, okay, like you're going to fucking edit this.
I do when there's names.
So my buddy, he like the next year ends up getting asked to be on Team Palestine. And he's all pumped about that. And so they just wanted to win. That's all these dudes cared about. So they asked my buddy Mitch, who was also on that men's league team, and also the one and only other person who took the entire thing seriously and was pretty good. They asked Mitch to be on Team Palestine.
Okay.
Mitch is Jewish.
And he was like...
Mitch is Jewish.
Was he down?
And on Team Palestine, and... like, they didn't give a fuck. They just wanted to win.
The Palestinian bomber.
Oh, my God.
Their ringer was Jewish. Just the funniest goddamn... One time, I was playing softball, and I swear I'd make this a bit in that fucking Sacha Baron Cohen movie. But one time, I was catching... in softball, and behind me are some of the Palestinian kids, and the one is going to the other one, that's that new 9/11, that's that new 9/11, and I'm like, I feel like I should be making phone calls.
Oh my fucking God.
And then I look up and I see past the outfield there's like a little storage space.
Sick 9/11.
Just a fuck ton of Porsches driving by.
Sick 9/11.
I really wish that wasn't in that movie, because that is just too good to not
be
a movie, but I can't use it.
What movie?
That one shitty one where he's the dictator.
Nobody saw
it. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
More people have seen your Reese's Pieces than saw
it. Maybe it wasn't blowback from taking over those countries. Maybe Osama bin Laden said, we're going to execute 9/11, and he just meant blow up the Porsche company because he got ripped off.
Maybe I'll make, if I make mention that it was also in that movie, maybe I can make that bit work. But that shit is just... I just started spontaneously laughing my fucking ass off.
That's real. It's a real thing that happened.
It's a very real thing.
Fuck Bo Rat. That nigga's wife's fine too. I hate the why does everybody win all the time? Like, if you win, can't you just win one thing? Like, why does LeBron have a fucking 12-foot dick? Like, isn't
does
it enough?
He does not.
You didn't see his joint?
That's my, like, I have a bit about that too. Like, I looked in the comment section and people were tearing LeBron's dick up.
I mean, LeBron's got that hog, dog.
It's not an impressive dick.
Nigga, you mad?
I saw it.
You didn't see the dick I saw, my
guy. So we got a black guy here talking about how big his dick is.
Who's
and
massive.
A white guy talking about how small his dick is.
I went in on it immediately.
Not imploding right
now. I went in on it immediately.
Bizarre world that we're living in right now.
I swear to God, it was when the playoffs, he was fucking fixing his pants. He like pulled his fucking pants down like real quick and the camera was like dead set on his waist.
Oh, I got a bit about this, about defending LeBron's penis.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I fucking, like the next day I was talking about that shit. But oh my God. It looked like he had another...
No. See, it definitely didn't look like that to me.
He has that hog, bro.
He did not. In his defense, he was wearing compression shorts.
That's the
but
other
I'm
thing.
Not saying...
He pulled the shorts down. He pulled the compression shorts.
There are times when I get out of a workout and I take my compression shorts off and my dick looks as unimpressive as it could possibly.
Yeah.
Dude, this was ridiculous. He pulled the regular shorts, the compression shorts
bring it
down.
Up. Bring LeBron's dick out.
And it was something to behold. It was the tip was bright gold.
The king's scepter.
I mean, I don't love it. Penis. I'm more in touch with femininity than LeBron's dick, but
I'm real in touch with LeBron's dick.
Stop winning,
more so
LeBron.
Than femininity.
Lifetime Nike contract, championship rings, shoes at the wazoo.
I
fucking
really hope he doesn't.
Big old donger too. Like, it's enough. Come on.
You didn't think LeBron James would have a
I knew it was probably
dong?
I knew it was all probably right. Pretty good. So look at, I can't tell where his dick begins and J.R. Smith ends.
Let me see it. Turn it.
It's hard to see.
That, I mean, that's the shot that was on TV.
All right, for the viewers.
Yeah, that does not look like another arm by any means. That looks like a...
It looks like a growth.
Looks like a dick. It looks like a regular dick.
That's girthy, bro. That's not even the end of it. That's like the start.
It's being smashed by compression shorts, and it's up against the gigantic...
He just dropped
backdrop.
The compression shorts. That's a dropped. That's full skin. You don't even see... That.
Well, if you figure, like, his waist is up... It's hard to... The angle is...
Here's his belly. There's a bar
NBA,
literally in the way.
Yeah, which...
It is also safe
angle.
To assume that LeBron is a grower and not a shower.
He's got to be a grower. And that's like... That's one to grow on, my guy, right there. This shit ain't fucking, like, even exposed. The top's not even exposed. All you see is pure shaft. Strong, quality shaft.
That's true. It could be... that his waist could be in a way where, it could start
He's
way
fixing
high.
His pants.
But I don't know. I'm not going to begrudge the guy. It's not like he wanted his fucking
He definitely
to be
has
fucking...
a shirt all the way down because he's trying to tuck his pants in. You see what I'm saying? That's fucking like a full basketball fucking jersey down to your fucking dong.
I know we... Well, here, see,
and then
here's
pure
another
shaft.
I know... Well, here's what would dispute you. Kenny?
Uh-oh.
Would you be an arbiter of this?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And that's a hot day. He looks very warm in that pic. We're looking at dudes' dicks right now.
There's a
I'll look at dudes' dicks.
There's a picture of him in compression pants here.
It does not look like a giant dong to
it
me.
It doesn't look like a very big dong.
It does not look like a very big dong, but I'm saying... yeah, like I don't think LeBron... I never thought LeBron had a big dick.
I feel like
I just
really...
I think that LeBron has a human-sized penis. It might not be a big dick.
I feel like I
know
a whole lot about
dong.
He's 6 foot 8.
That looks like a Pinot dong to me, dude. Yeah. That's one of the only dongs I've ever seen. That's
a
Pinot dong.
No.
What is a Pinot dong?
A pornography penis.
Porno.
Oh.
Have you seen Shump's dick? You've seen. I've shown you Shump's.
Oh,
dick.
Shump's
he's the
Shump.
Dick. He's got the dick of a horse.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he had an accident when he was a kid, and they were like, "Ah, what do we got laying around?"
Yeah,
horse dicks.
He's
there's a lot of dick that has never touched a vagina.
Oh no, he's blowing that fucking back out, dude. His wife is a freak, nasty.
That's insane.
Tiana Taylor, his wife, she's fucking that from the.
Have you seen Chris
video.
Brown's dong?
Oh yeah, Chris Brown's dong.
That's unnatural.
I mean, it looked like a pretty like skinny dick, but people were saying that it wasn't like a big dick.
Chris
like,
Brown's got that needle dick,
that's
dude.
Big.
He does have kind of.
Chris Brown got that needle,
but
dick.
It's a long needle
Chris
dick.
Brown
it's like a
dick
knitting
too.
Needle dick.
It was very long. But I don't.
Jesus Christ!
Fucking jump stick.
I think those are just me undies, my guy.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh,
oh hey, hey, hey guys, what's going on?
What up, what up, what up, what up?
How you doing, man?
Hold on, we're going to take a moment, Terry.
We'll be right back.
And we're back!
Poop and pee.
We had to attend to some business there, people.
Don't say that.
So sorry. You all know what I'm talking about.
We saw all those black potential
sponsors.
Dom-noms.
We had to meet with potential sponsors. That's all you need to know.
Dick measuring contest.
God damn it. We were talking about
Hogs.
Ron Shumpert's hog.
They got out of Chris Brown's.
Why is he so blessed?
Just in this Google search of Amon Shumpert,
you know who has
the game came up. The game has a big hog.
Ew! Too. You know who has
game a, does have a big hog.
Notoriously tiny dick, Paul McCartney.
Really?
Grossly small cock on Sir Paul.
I would make fun of that dude for losing that much money in a divorce way before I make fun of him. Do you
remember when they got divorced? Like in the divorce proceeding, I remember distinctly because it was like a bit on radio.
Give me the leg. I want to take the leg.
And then like one of the, she alleged that as she was breastfeeding, like that he took the baby's head off of his tit and said, "Those are mine."
What a hilarious man.
There's a mine, doop doo doo, with his fucking jowls and his foppish haircut.
Hey, those are mine.
And fucking wearing like a loose tie and a vest with sneakers.
Do
you
us
a fucking
favor.
Old man. Fuck Paul McCartney. I fucking hate Paul McCartney.
Do us
I
a
like
favor.
Paul McCartney.
Ugh, he's the worst Beatle. I'll take Ringo any day of the fucking
hey,
week.
Hey Jude, man.
That's
fucking hit, hey,
dude. Okay, then Wings.
Love, take me down to the streets.
Not that song. That's the worst Wings song.
Wings.
That's the worst
sucks.
Wings song. It's not a Wings song.
Name
have
a
seen,
band
have
worse
seen,
than
have
Wings.
Have you seen the movie Role Models?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah,
God. Yeah.
He keeps going, love, take me down to the streets.
Oh, my God. Like,
that's not Wings. Nobody sings that. That's nobody. Right. I'm pretty sure it is. And then at the end of that movie, they have like a beat, like a Paul McCartney sounding guy singing a "Love Take Me Down to the Streets," and it's made for that movie. And it's called a band by it's by a band called Not Wings.
Damn it.
That is, I think just that is the funniest hidden joke.
Really
that movie's genius.
Yeah.
That whole crew is that the State and
oh,
Reno
yeah.
911.
The State's great.
What Hot American Summer? Those people are genius.
Michael Ian Black is kind of a douche, though.
You ever see fucking Vanilla Sky?
I have not, but my buddy always told me that that movie was very strange.
It's pretty lit. Paul
like
McCartney
it.
Wrote a special song for that movie.
He wrote "Live and Let Die" too.
He did write that. Jeff Bezos was special.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, lie. I liked that. Like that part in Role Models was so baked into my brain that I thought that was an actual Wing song.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how much I hate Wings. A fake Wing song fucking automatically comes to my lizard brain.
You know any Wings? Yeah, I think I know something.
That's right.
God
that's
damn,
right.
That was funny.
Burned.
That is
the
genius. That running joke throughout the movie and then the song at the end. I love it.
Burned him.
Fucking A. That is a great fucking movie.
It truly is. It's
really solid.
Sean
Williams.
Yeah, Scott, right?
Sean Williams, Scott, yeah, that's right. Have you seen those Goon movies?
No.
They're fucking great.
Fire ass
fucking
movies.
Great. Did you see
Romantic,
the second?
I haven't seen the second one yet.
I saw the second one.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to watch it.
It's, I mean, like, it's definitely, it's not like there's a big drop off. It's not like they rely on shittiness. Yeah, like, it's a good movie.
What a great flick. Like, that's one of those movies where you're like, you watch it, you're like, this is going to be a piece of fuck. I can't wait to just get smacked to watch this. It's amazing. You're like, fuck, this is a good movie. How
Jay Baruchel's not in it enough.
True.
Who?
Jay Baruchel. In the second one.
Man.
Jay Baruchel.
The skinny dude. He was also in that End of the World movie.
Never saw that.
He's like the kid from Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, yeah.
The gangly
okay,
one.
Okay, yes. Okay.
No, that's Mark. Was he in that?
Yeah. He's in all
the
of them.
The gangly one?
Jay Baruchel? No, he's not the gangly one.
He's the tall gangly
kid.
He's
in the other Knocked Up.
Yes, he isn't Knocked Up. He's the one saying,
hey,
I'll
man.
Help you rear your child.
Yes, I know what you're talking
I
about.
I thought he was in...
Did you hear that? He wasn't rear
in
your child.
Is he in Freaks and Geeks or no?
He's in...
No,
I don't
think so.
I,
yeah, I think you're thinking of Martin Starr. The real monotone one.
I thought he was in Freaks and Geeks too.
All those guys,
I
am a fan.
I know Martin Starr. I love him. I wish he was in more stuff.
Yeah?
I'm a fan of that branch of comedic.
The Apatow crew?
Yes.
I am too.
The Apatow gang.
I think they're all
fucking super bad. Which includes
Frank. Like,
God damn, super bad.
Franco's on fire right now. This fucking Room movie's getting an Oscar.
Mark Boy, he got his fucking sexting with an underage girl via Instagram in Under the Wire.
Oh, no one's bringing that up.
Remember that? That was a fucking big scandal.
See that girl though?
Like,
she's from Ireland. That's different. She's from Ireland.
I remember this. What happened?
For like 5 years. This hot ass
Irish girl, like. Fucking
she's like, I'm
tweeted
15
fucking what's
like
his
that.
Name and he was like yo trying to holler like trying to smash like come to the hotel room da da da. She was like, I'm 15 lol and he's like, fuck.
No, I thought he was like,
she why is that a big scandal if he doesn't know?
She's from Ireland. She was like a foreign
because
girl.
I think
she looked
after,
very aged.
I don't know. I don't want to speak out of school. I should look it up. So
I remember that well because I looked the girl up and I was like, that is not normal. Like, she was a 15-year-old girl that looked like an adult woman. Like, very much so.
And then he claimed that it was like an art project or something like that.
Yeah, and then he made up all kinds of shit, and then it disappeared. Yeah.
One time I was working at the Duct Tape Festival.
17. That's still bad. I can't fucking...
But it's bad if you know and you still go after it. Like, if you see, like, high school stuff and you're, like, still going after it, that's real bad. If you don't know that a 17-year-old girl's 17, as long as you don't act on anything...
James Franco might be able to add, quote, creepy older dude to his resume after someone very convincingly pretending to be him, or someone very convincingly pretending to be him, tried to arrange a hotel hookup with a 17-year-old girl on Instagram. The girl, a small-town Scottish lass named Lucy, said she was on a trip to New York City as an early birthday present and met Franco at his Broadway show of Mice and Men. She took an Instagram video with him, and he told her, "You gotta tag me." She did, and the 35-year-old Franco began an Instagram flirtation later that night. Lucy posted the whole thing on Imgur, so we know exactly what James Franco's text game looks like.
James Franco's like 40 now, then.
Yeah.
Nigga, old.
It's possible the message in these screenshots could have been fake, but Lucy did ask Franco to send a photo proof of his identity twice. Quote, James Franco, do you have a boyfriend? Lucy, nearly 18. I'll read it like her. Nearly 18! Me mum, and not if you're around!
This is... You said Scottish?
Oh, yeah, Scottish. Okay, I'll do it again. Nearly 18!
That's how the girls sound?
My mum, like, and not if you're around!
Scotland sounds just like my mom.
Exactly.
Every last person.
Yeah. When is your birthday? Where are you staying? What is your number? In May, but I got exams! Just off of Times Square in the what do you mean a number? Then then on Twitter, he goes, can I see you? Can I see you? He asks her, and she quotes, as long as you're James. I am. You're single. What's the hotel? Should I rent a room? April Fools! That was an hour ago, wow! And then he sends a picture of himself. It's me, yes or no, tomorrow or Thursday. Okay, BLX. I'll come back when I'm 18! Well, this is the story of my Scottish friends will never believe. Don't tell. I just want proper evidence that it's ye, and I won't. I gave it to you. If you don't want to meet, then text me when you do. Bye. You sound like a dodger, though. Bye.
I'm trying to stroke of James Franco. He saw what she looked like. He's James Franco.
1 second. I will meet you if you write my name on a piece of paper. Then send it to me with your face also in the picture, please. And then he does. And then it's James Franco.
He really
fucking
does.
Spectacular fucking Scottish accent, by the way.
Unreal. Just I've talked to so many Scottish girls and they all sound just like that. Just stuffing their faces with haggis.
James Franco, would you like some haggis? It's a traditional meal of intestines boiled in... boiled in the own stomach. Oh, wow, she's fucking fine as fuck, though.
That's her.
I mean, he
Not
knew
that
she
it's
was
right.
17,
she's 17,
so yeah,
yes.
Fucked up. I realized that he knew. Yeah, we're super fucked up.
Yeah, that was from 2014.
This is what she looked like when she was probably about 17.
Yeah, exactly. Like a 17-year-old. Like a 17-year-old. Like, you could tell girl. That picture was her profile picture where she's all made up and it's through a filter and far away. But, like, you could tell that she's 17 if you look at
it. Isn't it insane?
This one, I think, is
like,
more
we
modern.
Are not that far removed from girls, like, 3-4 years younger than her, being totally
thank God. I mean,
being
no,
totally open. Like, you can absolutely.
You're making me
this,
hungry,
this
right?
This whole thing of underage girls is like a relatively new concept. It's crazy that it took
No, it's
that
not. Jerry Lee Lewis, all those songs are about 14-year-old girls.
Yeah, and it was accepted. That's what I'm saying. Like,
Jerry Lee
fucking
Lewis married his 14-year-old cousin, and his fucking her dad was the bass player in the band.
You could just take child brides in America,
well,
not
fucking
that long ago.
You can do it anywhere else now.
What's the Chuck Berry song?
Sweet
Chuck
Little Berry. 16?
Oh,
High School
Chuck Berry
Confidential?
Is a G. Chuck Berry is the original G.
Chuck
man.
Berry filming
the
people
lawyer?
In your bathroom.
The
lawyer?
Oh, yeah, that's gangster shit.
Chuck Berry transporting a white woman across state lines?
How about fucking, what's his name? Rick James. Kidnapping that chick, trying to steal from him, and burning
oh,
him
yeah.
hot crack for 4 days. 4 days.
Genius. Did you ever hear the fucking? I'll pull it up. Did you ever hear the interview where he's like, "Were you high, Mister?" He's like, "I was high on God."
I was high on God. Questioning.
Oh man. Oh, that's
all. That shit was not that long ago.
Yeah, it wasn't. Well, this was from 2014, so it wasn't that long ago either. Nary a spark. He's in a fucking good, I'm not even going to comment on fucking what you're showing me.
Yeeks!
That's the, James keeps showing pictures of this girl.
One time I was working at the Avon Duct Tape Festival, doing this marketing thing, and I had to, take people's names and ages and get like demographic information.
Size.
So there's like a register to win kind of thing, and this
You're
girl
like,
comes
what?
Up and I look at her and I was like, this girl is
you looking like a snack, boo.
Straight jailbait. Like I was, this was a couple years ago. I'm looking at this girl going, she's probably 16. Like, don't flirt with this girl. Don't flirt with this
sweet
girl.
Little 16.
And I look at this girl's paper and she is like 13 years old. I was like,
oh, that's gross.
Yeah, I felt real dirty.
Where the fuck were her parents at?
As
like,
you should have.
That
as
takes a lot of work.
She looked like she was 16, could like 17.
She had on makeup
Anthony
and shit
Cooney
then and was dressed inappropriately for a 13-year-old girl.
Super inappropriately dressed.
See, that's
super
on the fuck. Like, that's fucking some bad parenting.
Where this girl's wearing like a push-up bra and high heels and super tight jeans.
That's out of fucking. That's bad news, babe. She's supposed to wear fucking like. Fucking, what's that one shit? Fucking gem shirts or whatever the fuck kids like. I don't know. What's that one shit? Fucking, what's the one?
Garambles?
What's the, like, band before they made them, like, shake their butts and they were drawn? Josie and the Pussycats. That's what they're supposed to be into. Like
Pokemon.
That's
just
raunchy.
Pokemon at 13.
13-year-old girl should get is Josie and the Pussycats.
I think in my middle school, and I grew up in, like, a fairy tale city, but, like, in my grade school, my Catholic school, I think one person lost their virginity before we got out in my grade. Only one.
In grade school?
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, 7th, 8th grade?
Yeah.
Oh, I had middle school. I went to a middle school. People that were having sex in middle school.
Not in my school, that's what I'm saying. One person.
I mean, I
didn't lose it.
I don't think anybody
one person
fucking
lost.
People were getting blowjobs in fucking middle school.
You don't think anybody
couple
was
people
fucking
got and gave those out, and the, like the, that
I
made the
sex,
rounds.
But yeah,
you gotta wait till like the summer 8th grade to start
letter.
Fucking.
Absolutely. Which is a shame. Like, that really is. You know, like, I. The whole fucking, like, Me Too thing or whatever, it probably needed to happen because boys are conditioned at such a fucking young age to like view women as like
snacks.
Objects kind of, you know what I mean? And like that's, it's fucked up. So like, yeah, I don't know. That's
but
all.
Like, yeah, I mean, you need the changes to be made. So like, I
man, I can't believe
it's kind of generation by generation. I mean, our parents were like the first group of kids that like,
dude,
you know, it wasn't. Well, no, like we're like the first group of kids where it's not okay to hit kids.
Yeah,
like, back then
true.
You could absolutely hit kids.
Absolutely.
They're like the first generation where it's not okay to be racist.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
It's not, but it's. It
my dad's from a very different place.
Societally, the general.
Disagree, Brian. My dad's from rural Alabama.
Yeah, he's. My parents are too old for that too. You're right.
It's
my
like, parents.
It's fucking, that's when it was kicking off.
Are.
Like our parents were like. My parents were. My dad was like 16, and Martin Luther King was like walking through his town, like fucking.
Yeah.
My dad was
16.
Yeah.
Damn.
My dad was like 22. No, well, my dad was like 68 in 1968 when the world was falling apart last time. My dad was like old enough to like drive a car and like have responsibilities and be here in Ohio. Like I've left.
Yeah. So Generation X is probably the first where societally it was not.
That's okay. Where my parents.
Not were even
whether or not it exists in large quantities right. is not what I'm talking about.
I know what you're saying.
But my parents are 60, so like in the 60s, it still was real shitty. So
my parents
very much so.
Yep.
But if you think about it, slavery or not, slavery was abolished in 1868, right? Mm-hmm. Fucking the then immediately after that, they wrote into effect Jim Crow laws, which were abolished in 1964.
Yeah,
and then up. You think that from 1964 to 1974, shit really got any better for most of those people? It probably didn't. Like people, and there was like babies being born and shit like that. And those were the people that are like, now it's not okay to be racist. So like maybe like the 70s and 80s, which is right in the prime cusp of our generation, which envelops a lot of different fucking like times and shit that's going on, like technology advancements and fucking we're cusp millennial, but it's like I know niggas that are fucking definitely Generation X or Generation whatever the fuck, and it's a weird time to be alive right now because the world's getting smaller and nobody even fucking likes each other.
Yeah, and
fuck yeah, dude. I mean, we can all remember a time where. Like phones, like the phones were a totally different thing.
I swear to God, I sent the first text in my friend group, and my dude was like, "What the fuck?" He called me. He's like, "What the fuck was that?" I was like, "I don't know. I think it's called like a text message. It's pretty lit. We don't have to talk on the phone."
He's like, that's dumb.
Like we were within the last couple years of actually remembering people's phone numbers. You had to have a couple memorized. I remember kids. Like I remember when having a home computer was like a crazy thing people started doing.
I was just saying that the other day. TVs
back in like the 60s.
Yeah. I just said that the other day. I got a free desktop computer. I was like, remember when that used to cost $700? Like, holy shit.
Anyways, you know, like minorities and women have had it bad in this country for a long time. Teacher. By the way, Brian. James Franco! Would you like to eat my Jenny?
I'm James Franco.
James Franco, I got a cooch the size of the population of Glasgow. And it smells like pice just as well.
Can I call my friends? Dan What's-His-Jeans and Billy Corgan?
James Franco. Oh, man.
So, is everybody that did bad stuff? We're just gonna.
When are you gonna?
There's some people. Me?
When are you gonna admit it, bro?
I mean, one time, my penis was out of my pants
at
a crowded playground filled with children. I did not get caught.
cool. You're good then. You're good.
The true story. Like I was working for the city. Like I was. I used to do parks maintenance.
Hell yeah.
So I'm sitting there on this rock picking weeds right outside of the fucking crowded children's playground.
And that hog was like, set me free.
And I did not realize that like the ass and crotch area had ripped real big.
Oh my God. My boxers
parted to the side and dick and balls are out. I have no
idea. From the posterior.
I'm sitting on the rock and my knees are kind of high, so it's like this is just open down. Like,
Like Lenny Kravitz.
And it's out.
Like Lenny Kravitz? Look at the Lenny Kravitz crowds, dude.
Like Lenny Kravitz.
You admitted that.
Yes, I remember that.
Why you admitted that shit?
I've never seen that.
What are you talking about? Lenny Kravitz fucking like was doing rock and roll moves and like crouched down.
He took his leather pants and his 50-year-old fucking dick flopping.
I think he had like a fucking cock ring on.
And we go back to dick.
He had a cock ring on.
Celebrity dick.
If you're wearing leather pants, I get it. You got a fucking.
You said that when I said that last time.
That's true. Haven't you ever worn leather pants before?
It sounds like you have a cock ring before. This nigga's got a cock ring and a pair of pants that he wears with it. Like, I bet you money.
Oh, no, no.
He's like, these are my cock ring.
Not built in. He had like a bedazzled one, though. Because he's Lenny Kravitz. I'd have a bedazzled fucking cock ring, too. Lenny Kravitz penis.
I'd have a roadie bring it in on a pillow before every show.
Boy,
oh boy!
Bring me my finest cock ring.
My cock ring.
Fetch me my cock ring, boy.
That's me, my cock ring. That's my Scottish accent. No, it's good.
James Franco, would you like to fetch me a cock ring? I had to pry it from the cold, dead hands of Robert La Bruce himself.
Amazing.
I love it. He's the man of a thousand voices, ladies and gentlemen.
I am. I'm the man of... Why is... It's all anyway. Fucking censored. Wait, it's the funniest fucking thing in the world.
Since we're admitting stuff, I...
But yeah, like, my dick was exposed, and I got away with it.
Wow.
Good for you. I mean, and since we're in the vein of honesty, I just want to say one time when I was a youth then, I had consensual sex with Courtney Love, and I regret it.
Oh, but... Courtney.
But at the time, I was married to Haley Duff, and I apologize to Haley.
Did you at least sue for the doctor's bills?
No, man. I just kept whatever she gave me.
Class act, man. I like that about you.
I wanted to learn from my mistake, Brian, you know?
So, class act.
I let Courtney Love burn me, and I'm not sorry.
I can't find one. They're all blurred out. But, like, I can't find the fucking goddamn Joe Barton, Republican Congressman. Oh, there it is. Joe Barton. Where?
There they are! There it is! There they are!
Was it...
And produce.
Oh my gosh. That's when he grabs his dick with a cock ring on it.
American woman. Give me my cock ring.
You're fucking. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. I'm fucking. He's like 54 or something like that.
Nick Down in Hilarities has a picture up on the wall in the martini bar with Lenny Kravitz.
That's awesome. Did he have a cock ring on in that picture?
I'm sure he did.
Nice.
That's kind of got to hurt your circulation, I would imagine.
They say it's bad for you.
I'm sure it is.
What about gas station dick pills?
Those are good for you.
Those are good for you. Mm-hmm. Good. Good to know.
Oh,
the grow pills or the energy pills?
One time
the rhino ones, I always see those.
In college.
You
have
to snort them.
You snort?
Yeah,
snort. You just snort dick pills?
Dude, you want to have a good night or no?
Snorted no-dos before.
I'll get you going.
Does not work like that. Just burned a whole bunch.
Caffeine?
Oh, yeah, that's
not
good.
Just, like, snorting caffeine did not work. There's a lot of fillers and stuff. It was not good.
You know what does work? Putting coffee in, like, a burn.
What?
Put coffee in, like, chaw. It'll stay up as long as you fucking want.
Oh,
I didn't know.
And after a while, doesn't taste bad. It tastes amazing.
My one buddy used to go to Circle K in college and steal those Stoke creamers.
Oh,
yeah. You know those creamers that have the same amount of caffeine as a whole cup of coffee? He'd just take handfuls of them and just take shots of those things.
I took one of those gas station like sex pills one time in college.
In the hospital?
Well, close. Like, I was this gal I was seeing at the time.
Young lady?
We
consensual? Or?
Oh, of course. Look at me. Of course.
Thank God.
So... I had a roommate, right? And it was a small two-bedroom apartment. So we, went into the kitchen to fuck because we thought it would be fun. And I had take one four, and, we were drunk and shit. And, I'm hitting her from behind.
Smashing them geeks.
And I threw up. mid-stroke, classic. I had to stop. And I, threw up into a fucking trash can because they were like that. And I was wrecked. I was like, I could still do this or whatever. And so...
She was like, get that off.
And I was like, I need to... I, can't... my heart's beating out of my chest. You might have to take me to the
hospital. One time I threw up pretty much during sex. But it wasn't because of alcohol or... pills, it was because of meatloaf.
Ooh, well, that's a way longer story.
I ordered meatloaf on a date.
Why did you? Why?
Why would you go
that's
on
a fucking
date?
Yeah. That's somewhere a where you terrible get meatloaf, move.
Yeah. You know what? Some girls I heard like the meatloaf Boston was good. I mean, I got nothing for you. Yeah, I honestly, it didn't even cross my mind. Everything was blinded by, people were raving about this meatloaf. I was like, I really fucking love meatloaf. So I ordered the meatloaf, and it was crazy. And I threw up a whole bunch at this girl's place. And spent the night there and just had to keep running downstairs to the bathroom.
Did she take care of you?
Diarrheous. No.
Oh,
not at all.
You stayed
she
there?
She fell asleep. I couldn't drive. I was 40 minutes away from home.
Oh,
you were tight,
no.
Huh?
That's
you were,
so
oh,
bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man.
That is horrible.
You kept taking diarrhea shits over and over, going back
took
up there?
Took about seven of them.
I got one time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's mortifying.
We were on the bed, and she was just in her underwear, no bra on, and we're going at it. I'm unwrapping the condom.
What's a condom?
Out loud, I go, oh my God, it's game time. And I run over. I swear to God, because I told her that, like, I'm kind of feeling a little uneasy in my stomach. And she's drinking wine and having a great time.
It's
and
fine,
she's
Ryan,
like, we are
fine.
Not stopping. And we're then I was like, fine. We are stopping. And I went and we were at our uncle's place.
Oh, no.
In his bedroom.
Oh,
and
no.
And I went and I threw up so fucking hard for so fucking long.
Oh, my God.
In her bed. Like, and then I come out and this girl is watching Paul Blart Mall Cop. With her tits out. I'm still sitting there on the bed with her tits out and like a glass of wine watching Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Oh, no.
And so like I laid on the bed and was like feeling real sick and she drank until she went to sleep. And then like I got up, I threw up a little bit more and then I just kept having to make trips to
squirt
piss out of my ass. Yeah.
Well,
I might have went to gas.
That night,
I might have left.
Wait a minute.
We were out in like... It was a nice housing development, but like out in the sticks.
You ate the meatloaf,
we were out in the sticks. Fucking right, I ate that meatloaf.
But that couldn't have gave you the squirts if you ate it that night.
That's what people have told me before.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
Yeah, I...
What'd you have before that? Let's retrace your food steps.
That's
no, that's
sometimes
fucking true,
it can't
dude.
Kick in. Sometimes
it's fucking
it
true.
That's
it takes
not true.
It takes so long for it
I've
to get
eaten
into
things
you.
And fucking gotten diarrhea
you
immediately
to,
after.
It was something you ate before that. Then you got to eat it. You have to digest it. And it has to get in your bloodstream.
You can tell when you're shitting out fucking whole like hot peppers.
Was
and
it
stuff.
Taco Bell?
Like, listen, everybody's stomach is different, buddy. I'm telling you.
I remember thinking like I haven't eaten anything crazy in the past couple of days. Like, yeah. I remember.
He tried to warn me.
I couldn't tell you what I ate, but
he tried to warn you.
Dude, I'm gluten free because of a different mortifying asshole experience.
No.
On a date with this girl who I was my dream.
I meant him.
You hold him farts.
I would do anything for love, but not eat me.
Oh.
He tried to warn you.
That's that.
Exactly.
That's that.
Brian, do you have a lot of, like, if you go on a hot date with, like, some young girl, do you feel like you're holding back farts? Because I have that problem. Like,
dude, I used to buy Gas X and take it before dance.
Nuh-uh, for real?
Yep.
That's dedication.
If you are ever feeling, like, unsure, I used to carry Imodium in my pocket at all times.
Sometimes you get a little gassy when you're
and
around
then
the
I went gluten-free, and now I shit like a normal person. It's amazing.
Did I ever have to fart in front of a date?
Yeah, when you're around, like, a new girl. You get a little gassy sometimes.
I fucking go... smoke a cigarette or something like that, or I just don't care because like what I'm not gonna fart in front of her, but like I'll excuse myself or something like
excuse
that.
Excuse me while I go best guy. No,
just go fucking to, like,
yeah, it takes a while for me to fart in front of a girl. I think
like also I don't give a shit, like who cares, it's like fucking a bodily function, you know, like
classy.
That's what it like, always bothers me when people like don't like poop jokes and say that kind of shit is immature.
Simple. Yeah,
you're immature for thinking we should act like something that every single living being that consumes shit does.
Kim Jong-un, you don't talk about your poops?
Yeah. I'm fucking immature because I acknowledge that we all do it and you want to pretend girls don't poop.
The Supreme Leader doesn't poop. Let's not be ridiculous.
He's got a 48 handicap.
Right? His body turns the poo into energy, all of it.
What could be like South Park where it puts food up his ass and then shits it out through his mouth.
I've been playing those South Park games.
Yeah, you said that. Are they good?
Stick of Truth, dude. I just finished Stick of Truth. It's a very short game. But it's like if you buy the Fractured But Whole game, you get the other one free.
Stick of Truth?
You get Stick of Truth for free. So I started Stick of Truth because it was first. And like I just moved on to Fractured But Whole.
Fractured however whole.
Fractured But Whole.
Fractured But Whole.
South Park is another. South Park and The Simpsons and Family Guy.
Cancel
that shit. Yeah, get the fuck out.
I'm sorry, what?
Cancel.
Yeah, it's too long. You
Simpsons
just physically don't have enough ideas. The greatest show of all time.
It's over.
Okay. Okay.
It's finished.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, dude.
No. Simpsons, you can say that about.
Cancel.
Family Guy, you can say that about.
Cancel.
American Dad, you can say that about.
Cancel it.
You cannot say that about South Park. Have you watched these past couple seasons? They've been incredible.
Just because you write it in a week doesn't mean it's always good. Trust me, we're pizza money.
Dude,
yeah,
these past couple seasons have been amazing.
I can't.
I do not remember. A real
I really
drop
like
off
PC Principal.
I, about.
I must say that
PC
I've been
Principal
watching
though.
PC like ever since PC Principal. I've been watching.
That's the past couple seasons. They started doing arcs. Like they run with ideas for full seasons now.
That's true.
They have nailed. Like their social commentary is unreal.
Yeah, they keep
the
with
way
the arc
that they have attacked PC culture is unbelievable. It is top-notch intelligent satire done with shit jokes, and it's but awesome.
Cancel it.
Why?
Put it on YouTube. Put somewhere fucking else. Who where is, they can why everyone if everyone wanted that so bad, it would be on HBO already. Like, why isn't South Park, they don't even get to use their full potential, like it's edited for fucking TV.
Did you ever see that documentary?
No, they do whatever they want, and then they just quickly bleep out the swear words pretty much. I mean, it like they get Netflix. Away with
it's
a lot.
If it's that good, it should be
art. They've been on Comedy Central for like over 20 years. They let them do what they want to do.
It should be art at this point then, or else it's just a show.
A show is fucking art.
Well, then it shouldn't be edited. Is my argument.
Okay.
It should be on Netflix.
Hey.
Is this the hill you're going to die on?
I don't watch it, so.
Are you soft as a sock?
Nope.
Are you hard as a rock?
Yep. Ever been to Drive Time?
Nope.
What would you say are the funniest rap songs?
E-40. Everybody's
you think that's the funniest rap song?
That's the best rap song of all time.
That Mickey Avalon song, My Dick?
That's not a rap song.
That's a rap song.
I don't know what you're referring to.
My dick.
My dick. Bigger than a fridge. Yo dick look like a little kid's. That shit is hilarious.
That is. I will say that's very funny.
I got two as well. What's your other one?
Fuck Your Couch by Bailey or Champ Bailey. The funniest lyrics I've ever
Champ
heard.
Champ Bailey the cornerback?
No. It's some other guy.
What?
Yeah. It's called Fuck Your Couch and they sample Dave Chappelle. And, like, the lyrics are just about being a dick. It is amazing.
Maybe we'll play it out. We got to talk for football for, like, 30 seconds.
Because Hugh Jackson's motherfucking face when you see him. Cut his face. Take his life.
You can't fire Hugh Jackson.
I said cut his face.
His eyebrows are already fucked up.
Put the fear of God into him. Cut him. Stab him a little bit. And then let him know what'll happen if he fucks up.
Although, as I stated before the podcast, it's really going to fuck us up if they fire him immediately following the game Sunday because the Pizza Money Show counts on him still being employed.
He'll be
as
around.
A Cleveland Browns. Sure I don't know, man.
I'm sure the bit will
He's going to make it through the week.
He has to make it through next year. You have to give him 3 years. You have to.
You think so?
You have to.
He's won a game.
It doesn't matter. You need to show some continuity. You need to show that the front office, shouting from the mountaintops that they were going to be patient with this regime, that they knew it was going to take time. It was going to be a slow rebuild through the draft.
Enough.
Two seasons is not enough. Who's going to take this job? Why would anybody want the Cleveland Browns head coach?
How can you not win a game? I know girls that drafted an entire fantasy football team. That
Mary auto drafted her fucking team and she's going to win the fucking league.
So Yahoo experts drafted Mary's team.
Okay.
Listen.
It's not that hard.
I know a girl that picks her own team for the past 2 years. She has more wins than Hugh fucking Jackson right now.
Why would women not know? I mean, the average woman is not going to know that much about football.
I'm just saying as an example.
Whoa. Way of gender, Brian Kenny.
It'd be unaverage. It would be unaverage for a woman to know enough about football to have a sick fantasy team. But not too difficult for anyone to have one that would win one game in two seasons.
Exactly.
I mean, absolutely, he should have won games. I'm not saying, keep Hugh Jackson on his merits. I think that the situation has been very bad.
Yes.
And I don't think that anybody, I mean, I'm talking about his situation.
The product is shit.
You just put Josh Gordon out there, but you still, like, the wide receivers you've been putting out there are terrible. Isaiah Crowell has stopped hitting holes. He is not a downhill runner anymore.
Because he's trying to
reason.
Save himself. Because there is no outcome.
Nobody's gonna pay him. Nobody's gonna pay this.
At least he's really fucking himself over. He lost a lot of money this year. When he's done, it's over for him. He's
so.
Trying to get another year out of this, so he's not trying to kill himself. He needs another year.
No, this is a contract year. He needed to ball out. This is the time right here. That second contract.
What would his contract have been when they fucking blew his ass out and just fucking broken ACLs and shit?
He's Joe Thomas not being in has hurt.
It's hurt, plus the rest of the offensive line has underachieved.
Remember when they gave away fucking Joe Hayden?
Joe Hayden sucked. Joe Hayden, when they said he was the third best corner on our team, he was the third best corner on our team. That's true.
That is kind of true.
That was true.
McCourty's been fucking, is going to the Pro Bowl.
McCourty, and then, I mean,
Taylor's
pretty good. He was better than Hayden was never elite. Everybody wanted to give him elite status.
Oh, come on.
He was one stop-and-go route. for a touchdown at the wrong time in the game away from being elite, but he did it so often.
Yeah,
that same situation.
It happened.
Right. Stop and go.
I liked
now,
it. Right.
He
I
made
really
his money it. On other former SEC players.
Mm-hmm.
Any like Julio Jones and AJ Green are two former SEC players, and I don't know what it was. Maybe that Florida mentality like switched in when he faced those dudes, and he shut them down. Like the AJ Green Joe Hayden matchups over the years were
absolutely
easily
incredible.
Joe Hayden victories.
Antonio Brown though fucking smoked
lit him up time after time after time.
Yep.
But he, to be fair to Joe Hayden, Antonio Brown lights everybody up.
But still, if you're going to be an elite corner, you gotta get some W's on the
make
division
the
rivalry.
By the way, that game on Monday night, the Bengals and the Steelers, like makes me feel guilty for watching football.
Fucking the product.
Me and
is
Paramore,
shit.
We were talking about, like he said that somebody told him that they thought the NFL would be totally dead and gone in 10 years.
That'd be
no
great.
Way it's 10 years. But
it's trending that
this
way.
It's
great. Yeah.
I think that they're going to figure possibly something else out. Either they're going to sign some sort of exoskeleton.
Soccer.
I love how we were having that conversation when we were watching the Brown, or it was like a Monday night game recently.
The Woodpecker technology?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like immediately. Like
see, maybe he was too far
later,
gone. Maybe if you start,
you got a concussion.
Start it like right as soon as kids are playing contact sports, there's a shot. Like what the idea behind it is they looked at what happened, what woodpeckers do to not get a bunch of concussions. They're banging their fucking heads all day long.
Yeah.
So they looked at what they do, and what they do is they press their tongue on their jugular vein, like backwards into their jugular vein, and it kind of stops the flow of the fluids, and it creates a barrier within the brain that softens it for blood.
A little jelly?
So the idea was like this collar that would kind of cut off your jugular vein a little bit, and it would go, and it, I mean, it makes sense.
So,
Lord knows what the other factors are, but like...
Now the players are going to put these fucking pads on and be jacking off because they're getting a little choke out going?
What?
This sounds like they're trying to get like an erotic asphyxiation chokeout collar.
They should. I hope that that's what the NFL turns into.
Yeah, I hope Michael Hutchinson Ghost fucking runs the NFL.
That sounds pretty interesting, though. I'd be curious to fucking look that up.
David Carradine.
I'm telling you, my argument is
of the new NFL.
Take off the fucking pads. Lose the pads. Lose the helmets. Just give them. They could have sick jerseys. They would sell more jerseys. It'd be a two-piece sick jersey, like a track suit you can play football in. It'd be lit. They could still wear the gloves. You could see their faces. And they wouldn't fucking kill themselves because they don't have pads on.
But how are they going to tackle?
Have you ever seen rugby?
I think teaching them at a young age. I think teaching them safety at a young age.
Same thing.
Is
soccer.
Just as important. I think teaching them how to do rugby-style hits and not put your body on the line because of your pads.
Yeah.
And proper tackling form.
Yep.
But rugby,
I think you got to teach them at a young age because
even,
these kids that are playing now, they still were kids from the era of getting your bell rung.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rugby is like played in the scrum, though. You know what I mean? Rugby isn't running full speed down.
There's running in rugby.
You're seeing like that Jonah Lomu. Like some of those rugby dudes
are incredible.
Are world class monsters. Like if born in the United States, they most likely would have been all pro.
The one guy tried to make the 49ers a couple years ago. He did.
It's different.
Then he got cut.
It's different.
I heard certain teams worked out the mountain from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Hafþór Bjornsson. He's that dude. Like, I mean, you know what he looks like, right?
Yeah.
He just turned 29 years old.
Oh, really?
Dangerous.
Just turned 29. He's played second in World's Strongest Man a couple times in a row.
He looks so old.
Remember
he does.
Kickalicious?
No.
Kickalicious, he had like a...
I do.
Kicker thing, and the Browns tried him out.
Didn't he go to Detroit for a minute?
For a minute, I think he ran it. All right, we got to wrap this up.
The kicker situation in the NFL has been weird this year. It's been a strange NFL season.
I don't understand why people don't draft kickers higher. Because
you don't know how good they're going to be.
Justin Tucker accounts for half of Baltimore's points. Justin Tucker, like, Baltimore's a playoff team because of their kicker.
Apparently it's rare. I mean, there's only a couple kickers.
Sebastian Janikowski
that
was drafted in the first round.
Which
was
ludicrous.
Yes, it was. He's still their kicker.
Who's the number one kicker right now?
Securing that kicker wasn't that important.
No, I know.
Now they
Al
Davis
would have
draft,
like, all-timers.
So at least you got a player.
Ryan, before we go, can we just talk fantasy teams?
But like,
I want to know real quick the
drop off from like college to NFL. Like, what is it other than pressure? Like, you do the exact same thing.
I don't. That's
Speed.
A good point.
You
I
do the
I
exact
really
same
no idea.
Thing.
When they get out of
Because they're bullied.
They can take drugs.
They're probably bullied more in the NFL than they are in college, and a bunch of them are fragile soccer players. So,
like, you honestly, think that's it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a tough guy sport.
Yeah. I mean, the kickers and the punters, fucking, unless they're like a fucking strong men, I would imagine they get fucking bullied all the time.
I tell you, you get bullied, maybe you just don't get included.
Where are you guys ranked at in your leagues right now? I'm number one.
You motherfucker. Who do you got?
You have to beat Bill. You have to beat Bill this week.
I'll try.
Beat fucking Bill. I gotta beat Polk, and then Becky has to lose, and then I'm in the fucking playoffs.
I just picked up James Winston. I got Leonard Fournette, Alfred Morris, Golden Tate, Larry Fitzgerald, Julius Thomas, Tyreek Hill, the Chargers, and Ryan Succop.
How on earth is that a first place team?
I'm a god amongst men. I just got Jameis Winston. I had Prescott and
Jameis Winston has.
But it's still, who's killing it for you this year?
Who's killing it for me? Tyreek Hill's been pretty good. Leonard Fournette's been on fire.
I mean, like, yeah, that's.
And I also have Zeke on the bench.
Oh, so that carried you for a little bit.
Zeke and Zach Ertz. He's hurt right now. Zach's been.
Oh yeah.
Incredible.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's a solid team there.
Solid team.
At the beginning of the year, my boy, my ride or die, and he is letting me
down. Well,
the
whole team is fucking
for real. Like, Andy Reid's not giving him the ball.
Andy Reid's a racist.
Alex Smith, which is why they drafted a quarterback in the first fucking round. Oh, so what are you going to do? I'll tell you what, my genius move, I'm still not going to make a playoff. Like, three people have to lose. But Aaron Rodgers went down, and I picked up fucking Jared Goff off waivers.
Nice.
That was like the fucking best.
I was pissed that I couldn't get him, and I had to get Jameis Winston.
And I picked up Njoku this week for Gronk, his fucking suspension.
Oh,
which,
man.
It was
Delaney
like
Walker's killing
one
right
game,
now. My boy.
Njoku, it was between Njoku and the dude from the Jaguars, Mercedes Lewis. And he's had 9 catches through the last 6 games. I looked it up. I was like, well, Njoku's had 2 solid games back-to-back. So we'll see.
Kaiser showed some promise in his last game.
Some, and then he fucking drops back. But, like,
you've got to know when you roll out like that. At the end of the game,
you can't see those dudes behind you like that. Someone's got to tell you.
And the Browns are close. But, like, the other thing is with your quarterback, when he throws that many interceptions and that few touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's overwhelming. And how many of those were fucking red zone interceptions?
Yeah.
Like, Hugh Jackson has, like, the time management shittiness, yes.
Terrible.
But, like, honestly, I don't think it's nearly as dire, and I think everybody's just really, really sick of losing, and it's
if
really...
If you don't win, it's bad.
Hugh Jackson also called a fucking read option on 3rd and 11 from San Diego's fucking 43-yard line, so fuck Hugh Jackson. We gotta go. I gotta fucking go to this place. Fuck the Browns. I love the Browns.
Hello,
you're killing me. You're killing me. And the whole fucking Browns media, my fucking war on the fucking Browns media industrial complex fucking continues. I'm gonna fucking murder you.
At these devils.
That's not true. I will just...
I am Brian Kenny.
Aggressively.
On social media.
At I am Brian Kenny. At these devils. At Jabril Brass. Jabril Brass.
Jabril Preppers.
Jabril Preppers.
I'm changing my Twitter.
At Party All the Rhyme. At
Brown.
Bill Squire.
Poop
Go
and
Brown.
Pee.
Poop and pee. Bye.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.